Hello, my name is Abhishek Himrajani and I'm from the Azure Site Recovery product team. In this final video of this five-part video series, I'll walk you through the process of replicating your VMware virtual machines from Azure to your on-premises data center and performing a failback. Before we get started, here are the prerequisites. You can reuse your on-premises process server if you have ExpressRoute connectivity between your on-premises data center and Azure. Optionally, you can deploy a process server in Azure. A Windows Master Target server is already pre-deployed as part of the unified setup that we performed in video 1. A Linux Master Target server would have to be deployed if you are replicating Linux virtual machines from Azure to your on-premises data center. We strongly recommend that you review the ASR documentation for network and data store requirements. Once you're ready to fail back your virtual machines from Azure to your on-premises data center, as a first step, you'll need to reprotect them. Reprotect ensures that all the changes from the Azure virtual machine start replicating back to your on-premises data center. This assumes that the on-premises data center is up and running and is ready to receive the replication data from Azure. Once you select Reprotect for your recovery plan, select Azure to on-premises as the direction for the Reprotect. ASR will then automatically populate some of the inputs that are required for the Reprotect, specifically the inbuilt master target server that was installed automatically as part of the unified setup in video 1 is selected. An appropriate data store also gets selected automatically. You'll receive an appropriate warning if any of the virtual machines or the master target server is unable to access the data store that have been provided to ASR. Once the inputs have been validated, simply click OK to start the Reprotect process. ASR provides detailed progress information for the Reprotect job. Once the virtual machines have been reprotected successfully, they get listed in the replicated items with Microsoft Azure as the active location. The duration of the synchronization window when replicating data from Azure back to your on-premises data center depends on how long your virtual machines have been running in Azure and the amount of changes that have been made to the virtual machines while they are in Azure. With my virtual machines reprotected successfully, and the changes from my virtual machine replicating back to my on-premises data center, I'm ready to initiate a failback. I use unplanned failover on my recovery plan to initiate the failback. I get detailed progress information for the failback job. Once it completes successfully, I log back into my vCenter server and validate that the virtual machines are now running on-premises. Once the recovery plan failover from Azure to on-premises is successful, I can switch back to my vSphere client and validate that the three virtual machines are now running again on-premises. And with that, I'm done with the failback process. To recap, in this final video of this five-part video series, I walked you through the process of reprotecting your virtual machines running in Azure back to your on-premises data center and performing a failback. Thank you.